see the Gemara in Bava Kama is a Shlome. It's also Be'etzem Hoichochet the Yesoid of the Goen, the Pshat in the Sugi of Rumye. The Gemara in Bava Kama is handling if Zen Nene V'Zen Loichoser Potur Ochayim. That is the Holoch Yelech of the Sugi. If Zen Nene V'Zen Loichoser Potur Ochayim. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya that Zen Nene V'Zen Loichoser is Potur. Why? The Gemara brings down our Mishnah. Toshma. Omar Rabbi Yosim, Omad Nikaf, V'Godar Esorevis, Megargelim Olo V'Sakoy. And the Gemara is Medayik, like Levi Rashi, the last Lishne Bayos. Taime the Godar Nikaf. Hom Makif Potu. So if the Makif does the four walls, state in the Mishnah, Libe the Rabbi Yosim, that you Potu. This is the Diyuk of the Gemara. Taime the Omad Nikaf. Homakif potu. Shmamino zenene vezeloi choser potu. So the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah to the Yeshayle if zenene vezeloi choser potu rochaye. The Gemara tries to bring a raya to Shma, Omar Rabbi Yosi Mamadnika v'Godar Zervis Megalgilim Olo v'Sakoy, like the last Mishnah by us. Time of the God of Nikif, Hom Akif Potu. Shmami lo zenele vezele chozer potu. And the Gemara answers, Shani osom da omar le didi sagi benitire barzuza. Be'ezem zenele vezele chozer is chayev. So why he doesn't pay the whole wall? His anoe is only a nitire barzuza. This is the Gemara. Now, it's two ores, the Pshata Gemara. We'll try to figure them out together. The Gemara in the Havamina wants to bring a raya that Zenene Vezel Loichoser Potu. Toshma. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya, Toshma. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Omad Mika, Begodar Servis, Megalgilim Olo Vesakoil, Taime de Omad Mika. Ho Omad Makif. Potu. Shmamino zenene vezeloi choser potu. This is the reason im omad makif you potu. Till here it's glapped. Frek teisis akashe. So zenene vezeloi choser potu. This is the reason im omad makif you potu, right? Im omad makif you potu. Why? Zenene vezeloi choser potu. This is your deal. I'm the Omad Nikaf, or Omad Makif, Potu. Shmamino Zenene Vezelo Yichoser is Potu. If Zenene Vezelo Yichoser is Potu, so why im Omad Nikaf Yuchayev? Zenene Vezelo Yichoser is Potu. So the Gemara looks in our Mishnah like Zenene Vezelo Yichoser. And if Zenene Vezele Choser is Potu, this is the reason that in our Mishnah you Potu. So if this is the reason that in our Mishnah you Potu, Mitzat Zenene is no Yoyer, Zenene Vezele Choser Potu. So why when Omad Nikaf you Chayev? Are Zenene Vezele Choser Potu? You don't have to pay. You're going now if you decide that Zenene Vezele Choser is Potu. If Zenene Vezele Choser is Potu, so why Be'omad Nikaf Yuchayev? Why Be'omad Nikaf Yuchayev? So Taisis has this discussion. V'yimtoimar, if Zenene Vezele Choser Potar, afilu Nikaf Nami, Taisis Ba'amasru Taime. V'yishloimar, Shaini Omad Nikaf De Goli Adaiti De Nichele Be'oitzoi. Not because he took, chas v'sholem, because Adar b'chotzer chaveiroi also takes. He walks into the chotzer chaveiroi. He doesn't say because. But he don't mean Adar b'chotzer chaveiroi. He also is megale b'das. He didn't want to stay in the street. He was not megale b'das that he's masking to pay money. Even the Gemara says it's gavod ovid le'megal. But Taisa says even as a nene v'zelechoser potu, If it's a gilui das that you mask him to pay money, it's not some gilui das. It's not the alter gilui das that we know that he like it. That you mask him to pay money, so there is no ptur of zenen of zelay chosim. So this is a zach that needs a pshat take. Shtei do psay esoy. Shtei do psay esoy. There is a din. If zenen of zelay chosim potu, but if it's a gilui das that you mask him to pay money, you chay. Even that's interesting. Maybe I'm asking to pay only for one wall. Where is the guy that I'm asking to pay for the four walls? I was asking to pay $100. Like Taisa says, Anansadi, people want to pay. If they have three walls, it's worth it to close it. But Shteyde in Taisa is a chidush. That this Bifnei Atzmoi has to be maybe a limud Bifnei Atzmoi to understand pshat. That even if Zanene Vezelu Yichoser Potu, but it is a gilui das, not that you want it. Gilui das that you mask him to pay, there's no ptur of zenene v'zelei choser. The ptur of zenene v'zelei choser is stop. But if it's a gilui das, if it's a gilui das, we don't say the ptur of zenene v'zelei choser. A yesoy that needs a hezva b'fnei atzmo. Why the gilui das is a reason to pay? But I want to leave this chelek now. I want to go back to the Ikar Divrei Gemara. Let me learn good the Gemara. Back to the Toshma. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that Zenene Vezeloi Chosar Potu. Toshma. Zenene Vezeloi Chosar Potu. Why? Taimed Omad Mika. Or Omad Makif. Potu. Shmamen Zenene Vezeloi Chosar. So the Gemara le didi sagi b'letira bar zuza. He's not enjoying. It's not called mene. Still here is good. It's not called mene. Zenene v'zalei chosar chayev. This guy is not mene. Le didi sagi b'letira bar zuza. Mask him. He's not mene, right? Le didi sagi b'letira bar zuza. So he's not a mene. So I want to be mamshif on the next line of the Gemara. So he's not a mene because le didi sagi b'letira bar zuza. But if Omad Makif is chayev or not? Yes, Toshma. The Omad Rabbi Yosim, Omad Mikav Megayim Sakoy. Time the Omad Mikav. Omad Makif Potu, Shmamino Zanene Vizalechos Potu. The answer is no. You really chayev. And you pay when the Makif does it. The price is so cheap, the Tana doesn't talk about it. It's Mamash Golish. But the Omad Mikav you have to pay. Why the Omad Mikav you have to pay? Why be Omad Mikav you have to pay? Again, Omad Makif you potu. Zenene v'zelei choser. Shalom. Zenene v'zelei choser is chayev. Zenene v'zelei choser is chayev. Zenene v'zelei choser chayev. But why dafke Omad Mikav and loy Omad Makif? The answer is because no dafke Mikav and loy Makif. Einich enami zenene v'zelei choser is chayev. But the reason you potu because saigili minitira barzuza and not meme. More from a couple of dollars, I'm not a nene. It's a nene zel chosar chayev. I have to pay for my enjoyment. I'm only enjoying it a couple of dollars. But maybe I don't pay. Aval be'omad nikaf, I pay. Why I pay be'omad nikaf? 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 I have an answer. Why be Omad Mikav v'chayev? So what you'll answer me? Go ahead, right? This has to be the answer. What I was megale b'das that I want a wall, right? So now Rashi, this is the Gemara of Chiyah Barav. I want a wall. If I want a wall, so why I paid me konim b'zoy? Why I paid me konim b'zoy? Why I paid me konim b'zoy? If I'm goli bedas, then I'm asking to pay for a wall. So why am I paying me goli bezoil? And I'm sad that what? You told me I'm chai because goli bedas. So I'll pay the whole wall I was goli bedas. Omad makif, I pay only the main tirusa because I'm not called nene. No anansadi, no gomish. Right? So why did Omad Nikaf I have to pay? What is the answer? Like, I answer because Goliadite. If the answer is because Goliath died, I was Megala that I want Avodim. I was Megala that I want Avodim. So why I paid Mekonim Bezoil? What? So the Rabbi Yehuda has the answer. The Sugin Bobekame is Alibi de Ravune. Avada, only Ravune could say the Sugin Bobekame. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. That the Sugin Bobekame, the Sugin Bobekame is Alibi de Ravune. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Alibi de Ravune, the Fima Shigodal, the Sugin Bobekame is Alibi de Ravune. Chir Barak can never have that Sugin. This was the Cheshvan of the Rabbi Yehuda. But if you're Rashi, the Sugi is Alibi de Chir Barak. If the Sugi is Alibi de Chir Barak, so you asked me to answer the Choser, you answered me what? The Teretz is, L'dini Sayyi b'nitiri t'irisa b'azuzah. I can manage, I'm not Nene. So why would the Nikev does it? I'm asking, Goliath does. You use my Goliath das, I did bricks. You don't think that it's real my Goliath das? So do I gonna tear it? This is Rabbi Yehuda's cash. So Rabbi Yehuda answered, the sugya here is a libe de Ravuna. The sugya here is a libe de Ravuna. And now hear how Reb Nochem was mechadet the kasha. So normally we have a teretz of Teisus Arosh. Teisus Arosh answered is a gilui das, but why not bricks? The guy says I really wanted only megala v'das that I want konim. The reason I didn't put konim on the Teisus Arosh, they don't stick to the walls. I would really want to put konim. The reason I didn't put the konim because they don't stick together. Over here, so Azayis of the Teisosh. But here, Lechol, you can't answer it. Because Rashi extended and became Netirusa Barzuze, also a kind of little woods. So why you didn't put that woods? So normally the answer is I really want the konim. I put bricks because I can't put konim. The guy would say, no, I really want the tir barzuzah. The reason I didn't put a barzuzah because it can't stick. Again, we're having a kasha. If the mechayev is Goliath Daite, so why I paid mekonim? If the Goliath Daite led me to pay bricks. And if you don't hold, so the Teisarosh answers, we don't have a raya you want bricks. Maybe you wanted mekonim, because the konim would not stick. So go weiter. Maybe I wanted barzuzah, and barzuzah doesn't stick. And our sugya we didn't ask it, because in our sugya the barzuzah is a shoyma. So why didn't hire a shoyma? Obviously you want a wall. But if you rashi in Babikame, then the tira barzuzah is also a wall. So again, our kasha is, this is Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. He's by us, but be'etzem this is the kasha and the gemara Babikame. If you hold that be'etzem, you lefitan ekame, you put to why? Because it's sagged with tira barzuzah. So now, Rabbi Yossi holds that Yechayev, why Rabbi Yossi is a Chayev only when it's a Nikif? When it's a Makif, he holds Yipotu. And Tira Barzuzah. But why when it's a Makif, is the Goliath Daite like you're answering? But the Goliath Daite is on bricks. So pay everything. And if you don't want my Goliath Daite, so let me not pay nothing. The answer is, Teisarosh tried to answer, Be'etzem we know that you want, but maybe you want Konim and you didn't do it because it doesn't stick. So say, maybe I wanted barzuzah and it doesn't stick. So by us, we can't answer it because barzuzah is a shemra. The shemra doesn't have to stick. But if you rashi in Babikame, that it's a shvachi wall, so we might have shach. If you want to use my goledaita, it's bricks. And if you say like they say, Rosh, be'etzim, it's not bricks. Be'etzim, we know you want a wall, but maybe you want the shvachi and you couldn't do it, so you did that. Another, but you caused me a hefzer because I wanted a cheap wall, so maybe I wanted very cheap. So you could answer Balabatish, Konim can't stick to bricks. But this schwache wall, you could stick into everything. But that's the Pashas Mishkan Teres. So we're back to the Kasha. A starke Kasha and Shitas Rashi. As Nenetz, Menetuz. This is the reason on the market you potu. Menetuz you pay, but you potu. You potu. So why, Oman Nikav, you chayev goli adayte. If it's goli adayte, the pshat is that you want it, I want bricks. Mucha from here, the yesoid that we said yesterday, that the goli adayte, the way Rashi is learning the sugi of goli adayte, is not the pshat, oh, goli adayte, we know you want to spend so much money, so the mainly we charge you. If that is the pshat, so you know that I want bricks, charge me. The tenant says, we don't know how much you want to spend. Fuck it. But you spending one wall, it's not called that you want to spend. A guy that is close from all three sides, every guy likes to spend money. There's a Nishkin Raya that I'm happy to pay a lot of money here. And if there's Nishkin Raya that I'm happy to pay a lot of money here, but maybe you can't charge me. You can't charge me. So why are you charging me? As a numechayev. But you want a wall. And you're doing a maise lekichas anoe. While you want a wall, and you're doing a maise lekichas anoe. So now as a mechayev. We said as a mechayev of giving anoe. And as a mechayev of taking anoe. Giving anoe is no yoyer. Ab yoyisi olti not chayev. Oh, but if you take the anoe, you chayev. If you take the anoe, you chayev. So Val, if you make a maise goli adaise, that you want the anoe, you chayev on a wall. Now, how much you pay? Again, not because you told us you want to spend, so you have to pay. The goli adaise says, I need a wall. And the melech considered, I got from you a wall. Not because I want to pay. If I took the anoe of a wall, so we have to pay. Now, how much you have to pay? This is what we saw in our sugya. Val, I could manage with a shvache wall, more from that, you can be mechayev me. Again, it's not that I don't want to spend a lot, I want to spend a little bit. The amount that I'm spending for one wall could be even less than the economy. But I want a wall. I want to have a wall. The Tirib al-Zuzah doesn't have a shame wall. It's more around the place in Shah. The Golem should fall. I want a gedder. If I want a gedder and I'm taking a gedder, so I have a anoy of a gedder out of your shoes, so now I have a anoy of a gedder. Now that I have a anoy of a gedder, you pay. How much you pay? How much does a person needs a gedder? We go to the cheapest gedder. While I could manage with the cheapest gedder, if they call him, I don't have to pay more from that. So, we saw three times in the sugya be'etzem di yesoid. The mechad the dvorim before we start the sugya of Runye, that they will see it again in the goel or with a shavka. We saw in our sugya first time we saw it that Teisva said ali b'dechir barav that be'etzem. The reason Chiyabaradite says it mechumre, that the reason you pay only is mekoni because the sagi be agam and tire, but if you need a wall, if the way Teis is learning the sugi in the beginning, you would pay the whole wall, because if I need a wall, I pay the whole wall. Then we had it again in the sugi, the Teis says that you pay for the revis, because ein lecha odom shiloi misayah, but even so, with the nikav does the revis, you pay the whole thing. Whereas manavshach, there's no raya, ein lecha odom shumisayah. That's when he does the fourth wall, he's doing a maise lekichas anoe. He wants the walls, he's mishtamish in the walls, now you pay all of the walls. And then we said it the third time in Rashi in the sugya. Rashi is learning a little bit of chiyah barav, im gola resarabis, megalgum lo v'sakoy. We asked, why is sakoy? Fregi Rabbi Niyele, so why if you chiyah barav, you paid mekonim? Pay avonim. So he answered, after his megala bedas, it's not because he wants to spend, and he's taking the anoy. Although the shiur is the feed mekonim. This was the three things that we said yesterday. The same thing we have in Babi Kamer, but even more sharp. Dir the Gemara says that the Didi Sageli Be'etzem is made a Tiruse. I don't need the Chlaru. But without a Gilui Das, I will pray it as an Eme. But with the Gilui Das, is a new Mechaev of Lekicha Sanoe, and the Anoe that I got. But again, how much I pay when there's a Maisel Lekicha Sanoe, I only pay Dmei Koni because I want a wall. Less than that is not a wall. This is Be'etzem, the Amodas Advorim, and this Chelik of the Sugi. This is what we spoke. As a Mechaev of giving, a Mechaev of taking, and we said if a third person will do it, Taki you'll be put. This was the source of the Shmais. About Azrei, we'll start. There's two sugyas of Hunya. We'll learn the first sugya today. Try to be masking. Hunya akfe Ravina me'arba rochoisa. So Hunya was the inside, Ravina was around him, and Ravina made a wall in between Ravina and Hunya. This is the pashtus. Omale, havli kamo de gadri. Ravuna asked him, give me, the Paras Yosef speaks it out beautifully. Ravina told him, havli kamo de gadri, he hold aloche, ki Ravuna alibe de Rav Yosef. Lo yoivle. So he thought, maybe Runya holds ki Rabchir. Omale, havli me kodim bezoil. Okay, if you hold like Ravuna, like Rabchir, maybe you... Lo yoivle. He saw that he doesn't hold like Rabchir. Have le agar netir, maybe you hold like the Teretz, that you pay only agar netir, lo yayiv le. So, what Ravina did, yoyim echad ha v'kogod ha dikle, Runya was busy there taking off tmorim from his deker, omar le leharise, Ravina told, zir shkol minei kibru de ani, go steal. Oza la asuye, romei v'kole, he started to yell on him, before we mamshich the Gemara, frek the Ritva, how Ravina told his oris to steal? The isu, so for sure he was planning to pay. But the isu ligs on the nasle menkat. So
make sure he sees it.
As I frek the Ritva, so the Ritva, as I frek the Ritva, as I frek the Ritva. As I find the Ritva. So the Ritva answers, Val, he didn't do it to Mitzai only because he wanted to come to the right aloche, you're allowed to do it. Some answer Balabatish that Val, he didn't do it really to steal, he just wanted the Moitzi, the aloche, the Amito. Some want to answer by the Batish, like you're answering, that he didn't plan that the guy will really steal. He was planning the guy will yell, and then he will not steal. Yeah, but first, what would be if the guy will not yell? Well, if Runya would be smart, he would not yell, yeah? He would not yell. He didn't tell the Oris, try to steal. I'm saying, the Ritva fraked the Kasha. I'm saying, it's not a Ritva. It's because he's talking about the Batish Elfer, yeah? I'm saying some the Ritva answers. For the aloha, he's doing it l'shem shemayim asalam lehakim as aloha. It's the same. But some want to answer about the Batish. The Oris was not planning to steal. So while the Oris was not planning to steal, but man, he was only planning to tease him. He'll get angry. He'll yell. That's the shaila. What if Runya would chab the whole matzah? So Runya would not do it. What's about that? A lot of Rishayim learn only because Runya yelled because he had to pay. If he would not yell, he would not have to pay. Yeah. Well.
Someone is actually
going to follow him. Because he was hoping that he will yell. What if he will not yell? Well, be Aveira. Aveira. He's telling the Shliach to do it. The Shliach doesn't know what. The Shliach knows the plan. He doesn't know
that. He wouldn't take it.
He doesn't.
He wouldn't take it.
Who said? Is it Rashi that says it? So if Rashi doesn't say it, don't say
it. But who's hoping that he will yell?
So. That's as the kash of the rit. So we have to know some rishonim learn that the isur al menas the isur al menas l'shalem or the isur al menas l'minkat is only begneiva not begzeiva. The Rambam Lemoshe learns that vochis b'shove pruta begneiva is the reise. Begzeile is the Rabbonim. Some Rishonim hold that Gezel Akum, you know, Rashi says Befonah for different reasons. Maybe Befonah was not point to take it. Some Rishonim hold that Gezel Akum is the Rabbonim, Gneves Akum is the Raisa. Why? There's a lot of Raisa. The Gneve is a worse Issel from Gzele.
Why?
Gzele is only Mominous. Gneve is Kilu, you're not scared from the Ribbon Shalom, you're only scared from your friend. A lot of raias when you learn Merube, Ma ben Ganav leGzeile. There's a lot of contrasting written on it. Ma ben Ganav leGazlin. That is different chilukim between a Ganav and a Gazlin. B'meile, the Isu Amnas leMinkat is only a Isu beGneve, not beGzeile. B'meile, here it was a Gzeile, it was not a Gneve. The whole purpose was a Gzeile. It's the same thing. It was a Yad Rama, and after Zayin, the Gemara says that Iyoiv. How he did stokas. He would go to Yesenim and he would steal lands from the Yesenim. And he would pray. And he would build houses on them. And then the Yesenim would take him to Beis Din and say, okay, I'm sorry. And like this, he gave the Yesenim money without them realizing. This was the tzitkis of Iyov. Everyone thought that he's a bad person. He would take a son of the Yesenim, he would plant it and everything. And then Beis Din would take it from him. Fake the Yad Rama. So how he's allowed to do it? You're right that he has a good kavod. Again, he did it by Gezel, not by Gneve. So that will show you more the kasha, which can kasha. But we come to him as they break the ritva. So after the Runya yelled on the Oritz, Omalei golis daitoch the melech nicheloch. Lo iye lo ize baal melike boi netiruse. So pay me. So we'll see the Rishonim as a kasha. Here we see the chord of the wall. It's for the behemoths, not for Hezekiah. If the walls are for Hezekiah, what is the Shaykhus here? As they fight the Balamor and the Rambat. Okay, so the Bible will learn the walls are for the behemoths. Omale, is it Baal Melav Lachuleboy? It's enough to yell on them. Omale, Velagabre Boy is the Mechale. Also, the Kameda Robber, Omale, Zil Paisi, Bemai de Afayas. He was masking to use mainly to Rusa Payet. And if not, you will have to pay the full price. So it's mevur in the Gemara, as Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, that alochi keravuna alibe de Rabbi Yosi. Fregen alle rishonim an Rashi. Alochi keravuna alibe de Rabbi Yosi. That you have to pay the full price. We saw in the last lashon of the Gemara, time of the Omad Makif, Nikaf. How we say Alochi Kiravuna Alibe de Rabbi Yosi? Oh, Rabbi Yosi is only the Omad Nikaf. We saw the Gemara in Baba Kame. Time the Omad Nikaf. Aval Omad Makif Potu. This is the Pashta Say Gemara. What helps Alochi Kiravuna Alibe de Rabbi Yosi? What helps Alochi Kiravuna Alibe de Rabbi Yosi? Oh, but time the Omad Nikaf. Omad Makif you Potu. I mean, as they frag the Rashbo Ritva, all of the Rishonim, Yad Rama, Piskerios, as they frag all the Rishonim. How everyone here decided Alochi Kiravuna and he would have to pay Ravine the full price? Why? Because Alochi Kiravuna, Alibed Rabbi Yosi, Taimed Omad Nikav, Omad Makif Loi. So we could have argued on the Kashe that only Chir Barav learns like that. But Alibed Ravune is no difference, Makif and Nikav. Like we said in the beginning of Shir, that Rashi learns that all these Gemoras and Baba Kame are Chiyah Barav, just to be chazik what we said. That the whole tenets of the Gemara, all of this Gemara was a Kasha and Chiyah Barav. And even the Ravuna, the Gemara was good, Machlekes Tana Kame v'Rabbi Yosi. So the whole tenets, time and Omad Nikaf, aval Omad Makif, point to it's only Chiyah Barav. Ravuna v'Rabbi Yosi, Ravuna doesn't have to hold like that. But the Rishonim didn't want to learn like that. And the Mele, the Rishonim asked Akasha and Rashi. This is a very stark Akasha. The Rishonim's Akasha is a very stark Akasha. If you hold that time of the Omad Nikaf, I will Omad Makif you potu. Here Ravina did the four walls. As the Rishonim say, Al Kolchoch, Le Maskone, we don't hold, we have Goyreset, La Fakert, Le Yad Rama, Rabbi Yosi holds, Say Makif, Say Nikaf, goes back to that argument that's in Ishtoa, Zay Gemore. Aber Rashi holds like that. This is the way we learn the Suge. Taim edom ad nikaf, aval olam makif po. So this is the kash of the Rishonim. Rishonim say an answer, a very shver answer. I'm not even saying it over now. It's too shver to blame it as that kash in the whole Shabbat. A very shver teretz of the Rishonim. I want to say the teretz of the Goyen and the Piskerias. The Goyen says, but I want you to ask. The Goyen says, I have a poshta teretz. You know why? Why Rabbi Yossi holds dafka nikah and not makif? Why? Why Rabbi Yossi holds only if the nikah does it and not the makif? What is the matter when the nikah does it? What? That when he was megala b'das. Here he was megala. To save yourself, osu. To save yourself is mamash avera. I'll tell you, it's when you want. If he has no sign, if you have no. I mean, look, here, Zabdi Goen, he was megala b'das. He yelled. The only reason you need the Mikif because you need that he was Megala Bedas. The Makif is not Gilui Das. What the Mikif does, it is a Gilui Das. Here he was Megala Bedas, he yelled. And the Goyen says, Veloi Stam Sipro Agmore Kol HaSipur. Why did Moses say this whole mice? Can he yell at me? Maybe it's Amnas America. Can I say it? What is this story? He yelled at me. What does it have to mean? Zog the Goyen and Kuf Nun Chesiv Kotten Zayin that the reason is Zog the Goyen, the reason is the Gemara said the story to give you an answer to Fir Ashi Goyen and Shulchan Aruch Rosh Nagoyen Zog the Yad Rama. I don't understand. The Yad Rama says someone wanted to tell him such a pshat. He says he was Megala Bedas. What he was Megala Bedas? What he was Megala Bedas? What he wants, and no one was feel. So what you could, what, and what he asked him for that was enough. That someone will yell. So he was only Megala Bedas Nitira Barzusa. He was not Megala Bedas, and he wants a wall. So why you pay a wall? Someone wanted again. All the Rishonim tried to shlog Rashi. You see that Alochi Kiravuna even the Mak. So the Yad Rama says, someone told him, a teretz. Here, it's Gili B'das. Yeah, so Gili B'das. What Shaykh is Gili B'das? What is Shaykh is Gili B'das? What is the Shaykh is of Gili B'das? As if we did Yad Rama. Nehide have a Gili B'das le'agar netire. לחיו לפי מה שגוד הרניה בגילידס לא שונה גואל שי נאור של גילידס של רוניה ולקח הוא יואב של גלגל ויד רמה עשה זה זה גיוורדי גיפשט doesn't make sense זוג דה פיס קיריוז I'm the one that wants to say this talents and I'll tell you why it's not enough to yell a guy that gets nervous when someone takes 5 dates off his tree can't have a shoymil because anytime someone could sneak him a different side he needs a gate. A guy that yells. Someone stole something. Yelling? The Oris of Ravina, the God Nadol, Oris is taking something. You can't hold yourself. The Talmud says you're such a nervous person that even 5 dates, you already scream. In such a matzav, you can't hold yourself only with a wall.
They're winning in machlokes already.
Why says people are mobile not like that? Machlokes, an argument in Alpi Aloha doesn't make a machlokes. It's a handy convention. So why says the piskirozer that he told him to take a view?
Well, how does he know? How does he know what
he's going to do? Why says he started leaving with one? Yeah, again, we're trying to cut the lotus, you're trying to find what exactly he stole. Again, the Rishonim have to understand, this sugya be'etzem is the life part of the sugya from before. The Rishonim coming and asking a kasha. Rashi said only nikev. Here we have a sugya of makif. What are you telling me, aloha ki ravuna? So we said, balabatish, Rashi only said it alibid chir b'rav. Rashi never said it alibid ravuna. Say, the Rishonim answer, well, the answer, I don't understand. They take it only like Rashi. Zog the Adramah, zog the Goel. And the Yad Rama, he was there, and the Yad Rama. The Gemara says a story here. Here we have a Gili B'das. Zog the Yad Rama, one second, I don't understand, where is the Gilidas? Nitiria Bar Zuse. Zog the Piskirios, not such a nervous person needs a wall. Frank Reb Noch, he needs a wall, but who said he needs some bricks? The economy is enough. What do you answer? This nervous guy needs a wall, but what wall do you need? He didn't do wool, he did Lefim Ashigoda. He did from gold. And he did Mechayevim Ashigoda. You know that the guy is nervous. The Teretz is. First, we see the Yesod. That if it's a Gilui Das, it's not because this is what I want. If I need a wall, you pay for the wall. The whole reason not to pay for the wall is because I don't need a wall. The Gilui Das is not the pshat is we know that you want, so you pay. You could say, Latifi Sagi, I don't need a wall. If you need a wall, you pay the whole thing. I leave it to Ravunet. Chir Barav holds, I don't need such a starke wall. I need, it's enough Mekonim. Ravuna, not that Ravuna holds that Mekonim. Ravuna holds, if a person needs a wall, we're Medak in the first Teisvis. The Teisvis says the reason we could be Choylek, because Sagi Ba'agar Natar. But if a guy needs a wall, you pay the whole wall. That was the vote in the taste. So this is the answer on the sugya. Yes, Malcolm said, but this is very gishmak. Chutzim, what we're saying the whole week, that the vote of Gilui Das is, it's not enough that I show that I want it. I have to make a maise lekichas hanoi. The maise is no maise lekichas hanoi here. The maise is no maise lekichas hanoi. No, we say when I take a wall, I'm surrounding myself. Here, it's two parts. Again, we have the Shaila and Rashi. We have the Teretz Gilui Das. Frei the Abramah, the Gilui Das is only on a garment here. Zog the Biskiri, no, he needs a wall. I'm saying, but he needs a wall. But it's back up in Yehenis Kashi. But he needs. Who said he needs such a wall? Who says he needs such a wall? This is the Kashi. The other tenses, when it's a Gilui Das, the Mechayev is not the fee what he's Megale Medas. If he doesn't need a wall, if he needs a wall, we charge him. Chir Barav says Mekonim, Ravuna holds a wall. Even in Chir Barav, in the first year we said from the Prisha, if he needs a Konim, you charge the whole wall. Just you don't need, you only need the Tirus and Anan Tzadi. That was the Yesoid. This Yesoid is black and white claw. Claw from the sugya, from the Yad Rama, claw from the goyim, that comes out claw in the sugya. Just now we have a shaila that till now we knew Gilui Das with this lumpness. Ich nemtzach da'anoy. I was makif myself. Here we have a Gilui Das. Even if I'm not makif myself, we have a Gilui Das. That is another step, another chidush in Gilui Das. We explain other nesine, other lekiche. Now, it's not a lekicha really. I'm screaming, it's not a maisa lekicha. That chelik is very shveliat. So we have one chelik that we understand, if you will be said, with this whole asbore, about how exactly it works, that we don't have. This is what I told you before. To say it yourself, it's very shvel. This Gilui Das, because it's two chidushim in the Gilui Das. It's not a fully Gilui Das, and it's not a maisa lekicha. So these two chidushim we see. Again, the Rishonim didn't answer it. Could be they didn't hold. They had kosher, they had Ramaz Kashe. Although they hold that if you want to say the Torah for Lekiche, you don't have such a Lekiche. So the Rishonim are asking. The Lechura we see here, Echad Makif and Echad Nikif. That we don't say the Maskon at the last Teretz, time it over Nikif and Makif. That Gemara doesn't say. That Gemara doesn't say. But maybe they're asking a Kashe and Rashi. He was Makif, not Nikif. And so again, the answer is Shvera Teretz. We have to know what is their Teretz. The answer is Shvera Teretz. We'll stop.
Screams out Meisel. Can't be a Meisel.
Not Meisel.
It'll be a Meisel.